Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Wednesday morning, hump day. I hope everybody's doing good out there. It is 740, so it's time for Green Side Up. And we have on the line with us today is one of our K-State Extension officers. We have a David Scrantz on online. Good morning, David. How are you doing today? I am doing better. I've been having issues with my back the past couple of days. However, I got that medication going, so I'm feeling a little bit better today. So, it's getting a little better every day. Those muscle relaxers are great stuff. So, anyway, you wanted to start out that you guys have quite a few announcements about some webinars and also still contests going on. So let's go ahead and kick it off with that.
Holding every week on our Facebook page. The theme this week is Fashion Week. So it's any of maybe you have a sewing project you've completed and you've made maybe a dress or a shirt, you can share pictures of that. There are adult and youth categories, and photos need to be submitted by tomorrow at noon. To submit photos and to find out more information about the contest, you can visit the Wildcat Extension District 4-H group for more information. And then also on the Wildcat Extension District 4-H page, tomorrow at 2 p.m., Katie Townsend, who is the Montgomery County 4-H agent, will be going live on the page to talk about making a shirt into an apron. So that's a fun and easy project if you're looking for something to do maybe over the weekend. And also the 4-H page, they have a lot of great activities posted for kids to do. So maybe if you're looking for some activities to keep your kids busy or just want to check out what our 4-Hers are up to, make sure to check that out. And then also the 2020 Youth Tractor Safety Training. Typically, of course, this training would be held in person, but unfortunately due to social distancing guidelines that came down from KRSRE, we aren't able to have in-person trainings until after July 4th, but this is a training that a lot of kids need to complete now to be able to work off the farm for those summer jobs they have. So the Youth Tractor Safety Training this year will be online. Registration is now open. It's for youth ages 14 to 15, and this allows them to operate equipment off the family farm. So if you would like to register for that or have any questions, you can contact the Extension office, and you can also find the registration link by visiting our website, wildcatdistrict.kstate.edu. And then going to the 4-H Youth Development page, and then from that page, if you click on Montgomery County, you'll see the link to get registered for that training. And then while we're on the subject of training and webinars, tomorrow, May 21st at 7 p.m., there will be a webinar on the 2019 Kansas Farm Income Report with Kevin Herbel and Mark Dykeman. And this will be based on data from the Kansas Farm Management Association, which has just been compiled from 2019. So to register for that webinar, you can go to agmanager.info. And if you're also looking for some interesting webinars to learn more about the grain markets, livestock markets, even Kansas land values, just those trends and also how they've been impacted by COVID-19. There's a whole set of webinars posted on agmanager.info. So there's a lot of great information on that website just to check out and webinars to watch if you're interested. And then next week on Wednesday, May 27th and Thursday, May 28th, K-State Research and Extension in partnership with Kansas Wheat will be holding a virtual wheat field day on YouTube Live. So this sounds really cool because unfortunately we weren't able to hold the area wheat field days this year, but they'll be covering Western, Central, and Eastern Kansas, and they'll be talking about wheat variety selection, 2020 wheat disease update, and an extension pathologist will be speaking. There'll be a discussion panel, we'll be talking about wheat breeding and a little bit about the research. And it is in the evenings on both days, from 7 to 8:50 p.m. So if you're interested in that, you can contact us at the extension office, and we would be happy to share the flyer with you that has the link and all the information for that webinar. And just a couple of other things I wanted to mention is the USDA has announced details of the direct payments to farmers, ranchers, and specialty crop producers, and applications will be accepted starting May 26th, which is next Tuesday already. It's already almost the end of May. And to get more information on that, you can visit farmers.gov/CFAP. And then also just something exciting, if you want to check it out on Saturday morning, is that the farmers markets are now open in Pittsburgh, Independence, and Neodesha. Those are held on Saturday mornings. And then Oswego has one on Thursday evenings. And Fredonia has theirs on Tuesday morning and Friday evening. Unfortunately, at this time, the farmers market here in Coffeyville will not be open, but Independence is a pretty short drive, and their market is Saturday mornings, and their new location is behind Annie Mae's. So if you're looking for something to do Saturday mornings or maybe a evening during the week, that's definitely a good opportunity to get out a little bit and get some fresh produce or homemade baked goods.
And Saturday is actually going to be the best day of the week, because that's the one day in the next couple of days where it's actually going to be pretty nice, going to be pretty warm, because it's sandwiched around 2 days on either side with thunderstorms. So hopefully Saturday will stay partly cloudy, as they're talking about. So lots of announcements there, Dave, and lots of things going on around the area. And we're going to go ahead and get started with one of the things you did want to talk about, as we do have a few minutes left here in this part of the show, is basically stuff to do with sheep and goats during the spring, correct?
Yeah, so, well, we have a few minutes here before the commercial break. I wanted to talk a little bit about spring management for sheep and goats, and also a couple things to keep in mind as you go into the summer. So this time of year, sheep and goat producers are going to start weaning those spring lambs and kids if they haven't already. And when they do that, they usually gather up all the does and ewes and all the lambs and kids to sort through them all and separate the kids and the lambs out. Weaning, for those that aren't familiar, is when the lambs and kids are separated from their mother. So it's kind of similar to us when we go off to college. They're kind of in that adolescent, young adult stage now. So while you're doing that, that's a great time to evaluate all your females and all the young kids and lambs to see if they're showing any signs of internal parasites and if they need to be dewormed. So if their coat or their wool is looking a little rough, if they don't have good body condition, they're looking a little then you can also check the color of their inner eyelids, and if those are pale, those are all signs that they're battling some internal parasites, and you want to get a head start on that and go ahead and deworm them to treat them for those internal parasites, because it's starting to get warmer. We've had a lot of rain, and that just is unfortunately the perfect opportunity for internal parasites to really thrive in the pastures. And as they thrive, more of them get into sheep and goats as they graze. And then sheep and goats, especially the younger ones, like the kids and lambs or even the older ones, it gets tough for them to fight them off and continue to grow. So this time of year is a good time to get started on just checking your sheep and goats monthly for signs of internal parasites and deworming the ones that need to be dewormed. And you can do this when you go through and wean the kids and lambs, and if you just get into kind of a monthly routine of working each group at least once a month, you can also do any vaccinations at this time, trim any hooves at this time, and you'll also kind of stay up on things. I know it helps me to kind of get into a routine, and then you can even carry it over maybe into breeding season when you start to split up groups and prepare for breeding season. So just a few considerations to keep in mind there. If you're not sure what dewormer is best to use for your sheep and goats, you can reach out to your veterinarian and they'll have some suggestions for you. You can also contact us at the extension office and we can let you know a little bit about the different dewormers that are out there for use. And then it's also important if you have dairy goats and you're using that milk for human consumption to, of course, follow the withdrawal times that are listed on the dewormer label and dump that milk out, unfortunately, for a few days until all the dewormer is out of the doe's system. But of course, if the does and ewes are nursing kids and lambs, it's just fine to go ahead and deworm them, and that will go through to the kids and lambs and help them out as well. And then just a few more things to think about as we're wrapping up here before the commercial break is if you haven't weaned your lambs and kids yet and you're trying to figure out which pasture to put them in, just take a look at that pasture. Make sure the fences are secure, as sometimes those kids and lambs, they will try to get out of the pasture and get back over to their mother. And then make sure the pasture is an adequate size for the number of animals you're wanting to put in it. You don't want to overcrowd the pasture, as that can also lead to more problems with internal parasites, and you don't want to overcrowd those kids either. So if you're weaning a large group, maybe separate them out by size, and that will also help them out as they compete for food at the feed trough, if a small one doesn't have to compete with a bigger one. And having the correct stocking rate on the pasture, of course, helps the pasture management and helps ensure that all those kids and lambs are getting plenty to eat and a really good opportunity to stay strong and healthy and continue to grow.
All right. So there's some good tips there for you about spring management of sheep and goats. Lots of good information there from David. What we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some news at the top of the hour. And then when we come back, we'll have more with David Skrantz. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful hump day. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF, and welcome back to Green Side Up. And we hope everybody is having a good day. And we have a David Skrantz back on the line with us. And good morning again, David. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing this morning?
Well, again, doing a little bit better. Past couple of days, been able to take some medicine and not have to worry about my back hurting as much. It actually felt a lot better this morning, so it is helping. So that's a good thing.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Glad it's helping.
Believe me, I've had everything happening. I was sick a week ago. I was hurting really bad a week ago from gout, and then my back thing started. It all happened all at once. But all this is getting knocked down, and then hopefully by a week from now I'll be all good. So I just got to remember to take that medication. All right, well, David, let's go back over the announcements that you had earlier today. Lots of things going on, including webinars and just good information stuff.
Yes, we have quite a bit going on at the moment. So I'll start the announcements off by talking a little bit about the weekly photo contest we have over on the Wildcat Extension District 4-H page. This week, the theme for the photo contest is Fashion Week. So maybe it's an outfit that you've put together or a dress or a tie you've sewn. Take a picture of it, or if you have a picture of it, you can submit that photo. Photo submissions are due by tomorrow at noon, and there are both youth and adult categories. And then starting at 2 p.m. tomorrow, all those pictures will be posted to the 4-H or to the Facebook page to be voted on. So even if you don't submit a picture, you can go through and look at all the pictures. And those are always interesting and pretty cool to look at every week, to go through and see all the different pictures people have taken. And then also tomorrow at 2, Katie Townsend, the Montgomery County 4-H agent, will be going live on the Wildcat Extension District 4-H page. And along with this week's theme of Fashion Week, she'll be showing you how to do a fun and easy sewing project. So if you like to sew, this could be a project for you to do, or if you have kids that are interested in sewing, they could do this project, and if they're in 4-H, maybe even enter it in the fair. And then also, the 4-H page, it has a lot of great information on it of different activities you can do, both indoors and outdoors, including bird watching, casting wildlife tracks. You can go back and watch previous Facebook Lives that Cherry has done on making May Day baskets or dirt dessert. So a lot of great information on that page. And then also, the youth tractor safety training will be held online this year. Unfortunately, we won't be able to hold it in person. Online registration is now open for youth ages 14 to 15. This training allows them to be able to operate equipment off the family farm. So to register for that training, you can go to our website, wildcatdistrict.kstate.edu. From there, you go to the 4-H Youth Development page and then to the Montgomery County page, and you'll see the link for the registration. You can register for that training, or your child for that training, and then we'll email you with confirmation of the registration and more information on completing the training. And if you have any questions about that or would like the registration link emailed directly to you, you can contact us at the extension office, of course. And then on to a couple other webinars. Tomorrow, Thursday, May 21st at 7 p.m., there'll be the 2019 Kansas Farm Income Report with Kevin Herbel and Mark Dykman. So this will report on Kansas farm income in 2019, so last year, based on data from the Kansas Farm Management Association, which has just been compiled. It is at 7 p.m., and to register for that webinar, you can visit agmanager.info. And also on the Ag Manager website, you can also find a series of other webinars that have been held previously but are recorded, so you can watch those recordings if you're interested. There's a lot of great information on the grain markets, the livestock markets, Kansas land value trends. The Ag Manager Info website is ran by the Ag Economics Department at K-State, so there's just a lot of great information to be found there. And then I also wanted to mention that on June 11th, from 6 to 7 p.m., the Wildcat Extension District, in partnership with the Pittsburgh State Small Business Development Center, will be holding a webinar titled Ag Producers Selling Your Meat Direct to Consumers. This webinar has come about because we've had a lot of producers contact us and wanting to learn more about how to become licensed and set up selling their meat direct to consumers. So in this webinar, we'll be covering everything from licensing with the KDA to setting up an LLC and a tax ID number to even setting up an online store. So pretty excited about that webinar that will be held June 11th. And we just started planning it, so we'll be getting a flyer and a registration link out for that shortly. And then also, I wanted to mention that USDA has announced details of the direct payment program to farmers, ranchers, and specialty crop producers. They'll start accepting applications May 26th, which is next Tuesday. for more information and to figure out the qualifications for these payments, you can visit farmers.gov/CSAP for more info. And then I also just wanted to make the quick announcement and kind of reminder that farmers markets are now open. So if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday morning or depending on the market, an evening during the week, and you want to be able to get some fresh produce or some homemade baked goods or jams and jellies, farmers markets are a great opportunity to do that. Unfortunately, at the moment, the one in Coffeyville isn't opening, but the one in Saturday morning behind Annie Mae's. And there's also farmers markets in Pittsburgh, Oswego, Fredonia, Neodache. So a lot of opportunities, no matter where you live throughout Southeast Kansas, to go support local producers and get some fresh vegetables and homemade baked goods.
So lots of things going on around there, lots of webinars, and like you said, the farmers market in Independence. Looks like the weather on Saturday may be pretty good, so you can head on down there early and get on down there and check out all the things that's being offered down there. Okay, Davin, your main topic today, though, is spring management of sheep and goats, because it is that time of year for the management of spring and goats. So let us know what we need to know.
Alrighty, so yeah, this time of year, sheep and goat producers are getting ready to wean those spring lambs and kids, or if they had early lambs and kids born this winter, they may have already weaned them. So just as you're preparing to wean those spring lambs and kids and you're deciding which pasture you'll be putting them in, just take a look at that pasture, especially the fencing. Make sure there's no big holes where those lambs or kids could get through. Sometimes they will try and get out and get back over to their moms. So make sure you have secure fencing. Make sure the pasture is an adequate size for the number of lambs or kids you're wanting to move to it, depending on the size of your operation. If you're weaning a large number of lambs or kids, it is best to separate those out based on size. So for example, you could put the larger ones in one pasture and the smaller ones in another pasture. And this helps prevent overstocking of the pasture, which is also, of course, important for pasture management. And it also kind of equals out the playing field for those lambs and kids and gives them the opportunity to all get to the feed trough and help prevent the bigger ones from pushing the smaller ones out of the way to make sure they all get the food that they need to grow and stay strong and healthy. And along with weaning this time of year, the temperatures are getting warmer. We're also, of course, getting a lot of rainfall and warm weather, and increased moisture is the perfect opportunity for internal parasites, also known as worms, to really kind of grow their populations, I guess you could say, in these pastures. And then this also makes it harder for sheep and goats, because they'll get develop more problems with internal parasites this time of year and going into the summer. So to help prevent those problems, now is a good time to start checking your sheep and goats for signs that they have internal parasites. A heavy load of them need to be dewormed. So to do that, you can look at their body condition, which is just evaluating the fat cover along their back and over their ribs. So if they're skinny, if they have a low body condition score, that may be a sign that they need to be dewormed, especially if it's in combination with a rough hair or wool coat. And then especially to determine if they have a heavy load of barbel pole worms, which is one of the most common worms that affects sheep and goats, you can look at their inner eyelid color. This is also known as Sumatra scoring. If that inner eyelid color is a nice pink or red, then they don't have a heavy load of barbel pole worms. However, if it's a lighter pink to white, that does mean they're having problems with barber pole worms and should be dewormed for those. So as you're going through and weaning the kids and lambs, and you're already working your sheep and goats, that's a great opportunity to also check them to see if they need to be dewormed. And then also, if you are able to get in the routine of working each group once a month and checking them for internal parasites, deworming the ones that need it, you can also do any vaccinations at this time, such as boostering the kids and lambs with their CDC or Covaxin 8 vaccine. You can also check their hooves, make sure there's no signs of foot rot or scald, as that can also be more common when we've been having a lot of rain like we have recently. Trim any hooves that need it, and also you can weigh those kids if you want to keep track of their growth. So now is just a good time to get a head start on and try and get ahead of those internal parasites a little bit, because if they get a hold of a sheep and goat and that they get that heavy parasite burden, it really gets harder on them throughout the spring and summer. And if you're unsure of what dewormer to use to treat for the different types of parasites, you can contact your veterinarian and work with them, see what they suggest. You can also contact us at the extension office, and we can give you some recommendations based on common dewormers that are used on sheep and goats. So just a few thoughts to keep in mind as we are in the spring and we start to head into the summer and those warmer days, increased moisture. I'm looking forward to the warmer weather, but unfortunately it also makes the perfect atmosphere for internal parasites to really grow. And along with that, if you're able to rotate your pastures once a month or every few months, depending on how much space you have, and that's just you work a group of goats, you deworm the ones that need it, you give them about 24 hours for all of those parasites to clear out of their system, and then you move them to a new pasture and give the pasture that they were in a chance to rest. That also will really help manage internal parasites and also is a great pasture management tool as well. And then as we're wrapping up here with all the webinars and announcements that we have going on, I did forget to mention one webinar we have coming up, and that is the Virtual Wheat Field Day, which is in partnership with Kansas Wheat. It will be next Wednesday and Thursday on YouTube Live from 7 to 8:50 in the evening. I'm pretty excited about this. It sounds really interesting. The topics they'll be covering will be wheat variety selection, 2020 wheat disease update, a K-State Extension pathologist will be speaking. They'll have a discussion panel, and they'll be talking about wheat variety selection and breeding kind of all across Kansas. So I think that will be interesting to find out the differences between maybe like western and central Kansas or central and eastern Kansas. So if you would like more information on that and the links to that webinar, contact us at the Extension office, and we would be happy to share that information with you.
All right, Damon, lots of great information there for everybody. Be sure to, if you have any questions, give them a call. They still have somebody there answering the phones. And as of right now, are the K-State Extension offices still closed as of right now, Damon?
Yes, as of right now, they are still closed to the public, but we are definitely still answering the phones. And then we can, of course, go on home and field visits if you have questions about your pasture or your pond or a tree in your yard. We can still go and take a look at that for you. We'll just be adhering to all the social distancing guidelines, so we'll be wearing masks, and unfortunately we'll have to stay 6 feet away and won't be able to shake your hand, so that's still a little bit different. I'm still not quite used to that.
I'm not either. Usually, you know, when you've been in studio, I always shake your hand and somebody else's hand as you're coming in and as you're leaving, and it's just been weird when people leave. It's like, It's like, oh yeah, see you later. So it's weird not to shake hands.
Yeah, so we're not in the offices, back in the offices yet, but we are still, of course, accepting soil samples. All the phones are still being answered, so you can call, and then that call will be forwarded on to whichever one of us agents will be able to answer your questions, and then hopefully we'll be back in our offices soon and can kind of be seeing everyone as normal.
Exactly. Hopefully we can get back to normal pretty soon. Well, Damon, I appreciate you spending some time with us today, and we look forward to having you guys back next week on Greenside Up.
Yes, thanks for having me this morning.
All right, thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Damon Skrantz, K-State Extension agent from the K-State Extension offices. We appreciate her coming on today. And again, Greenside Up will be starting again next week, 7:40, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Open line coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Or if you'd like to weigh in on today's nickel stitching post poll question of the day, it is up on our Facebook. We'll talk about it after this. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF on this beautiful hump day.